This is a love story. It's the story of Ryan Adams, one of the more prolific songwriters of the last two decades, and how he found a new passion for his craft.
All these things keep running through my mind. Everyone and everything I left behind.
This is a track from the forthcoming self-titled album by Ryan Adams. After releasing 16 records in 15 years, no one would have faulted him for becoming a bit jaded. But check this out. Here's Ryan reacting to seeing his new 45 RPM single for the first time.
Oh! Charlie, it's real!
This is Ryan Adams last week with some of the staffers at his studio in Hollywood.
Oh, I got more coming for you, but I want to bring those over right now.
It's real.
That is joy. The kind of joy that comes from making music on his own terms, for his own label, and recorded at his own new studio, Pax Am. Just about every square inch here is covered. Organs, drums, old reel-to-reel tape machines, and the nostalgia. Action figures peek out from shelves, a poster from the movie Krull hovers above a staircase, a Spider-Man pinball machine blinks and flashes for attention. There's a method to all this madness.
When people come to the studio, they could listen to records, and we have like manual typewriters and stationery and reference books for them to look at and all kinds of stuff to sort of inspire someone should they be in the middle of a process and need that, you know.
I noticed you got a lot of analog gear down there. It looks like stuff with vacuum tubes and reel-to-reel tape. And this is something that we can definitely hear this on. This new album has warm, deep sound to it. Is that what all this is about?
It's a combination of that gear, and it's never been touched by a computer until you get it in your iTunes.
What is it about the sound when it's processed by a computer that you don't like?
I suspect it is because a computer is an emulator. It has emulated what you did, but it has not really captured what has happened. Because most people get a Pro Tools program. That's a very popular
digital editing software.
Yes, exactly. Digital editing software. Editing is the second word. If you look at the way people use Pro Tools, most people are editing everything. A little off note, or that note kind of slipped out there. And then they do this thing where they cross-hatch it really quickly by a series of keypad functions. But what's interesting is if you break down away from the idea of the computer of like, oh, we just did that playback, or I think that third word is out, let's edit that. If you break away from that, people start building up this energy again. And you do a take and you feel good about it. The first notion without a screen to look at or anything to edit is, ah, it was fun. Do we do it again? Or do you want to move on to another song? And really, that's the river of music. And that perpetual motion of heading downstream to make more music, that leads into the mystery of what we really should be doing.
You worked longer on this album than you have on previous projects. What got you to this album being the release? Like, were there previous versions that you weren't happy with? Or how did the process get you to the album that we have now?
So just next door to here, through those windows, you could see the wall. That's that huge building there. Inside that building is where I made my last record. And the studio that I really love and that my producer friend Glenn Johns loved. And we made that record, Ashes and Fire, in there. While I was on the road for that record, this place was being built because I had drawn it out the way that I wanted it, all the way down to the furniture and the wiring. And it was done right as I was getting off the road. And Glenn really, really wanted to use the previous studio that we'd worked in. So we went to make a record there, and I realized that without even thinking about it, I had started coming here Monday through Friday, and I would record my own music in my own place to the point where I started to amass more songs than I had even made next door. And they took on a feeling that reminded me of the way that I played and the kinds of music that I played when I first started. It felt like starting again. Hmm. And I knew that I needed to follow that thread. A couple of months after is when I let my managers know, I'm not putting out that record. I'm just going to do this. I want you to take that record off the books. I'm going to really stop this train and get off and wander around. And I did. It was honestly, the last 2 years of my life have been the best. Tired of giving up so easy. Tired of giving up at home. Tired of giving up so easy. Tired of giving up at all.
We talked about the exuberance on this album, and you seem, you have this brightness about you right now, but I know you had a physical issue. I'm trying to make sure I get the name of this disease right.
Well, I thought you meant my hair.
No, your hair is awesome. What are you talking about? But we read about that you were diagnosed with something called Meniere's disease.
Yes, Meniere's disease.
Meniere's.
Yeah, it's an inner ear condition.
Sounds like an awful thing for a musician to have to deal with.
Not fun. I was very happy to find out that I had it. And ever since then, I've done all these
because
things.
You knew what was wrong then?
Well, yeah, then I knew, okay, cool. I'm not crazy. When lights flash, I get super dizzy. It's not me. I'm not just shy. I knew that my ear really did sound like a siren, even though no one else could hear it. I knew that when people talked to me some days, I couldn't understand what they were saying. Pardon my French. But I've done a lot of work. I did a lot of hypnotherapy to tell me that no matter what was happening, I could get up there and I could play guitar. And I'd find a way to stand. And I'd find a way to play the show.
So you're still dealing with it. You just found a way to work through it?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't just go away. And no one knows the exact correct treatment. You just deal, which is fine. Because I've dealt with a lot of stuff my whole life. I can deal with this. And I have gotten through it, and I will continue to get through it. Trust me, knowing is so much better. When I didn't know what it was, there was no ever beating it. I feel a scream
someplace in my chest. Ryan, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The new self-titled album by Ryan Adams comes out on Tuesday. Until then, you can sample every track from the album at our exclusive First Listen. Go to nprmusic.org for that. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Look for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.